In Glasgow, Scotland, Saturday, almost 200 nations have agreed on a compromise plan aimed at reducing climate change. U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry said the deal will bring the world closer to a healthier planet.
We saw the full coalition that we need come together here in Glasgow and make a commitment, and that includes civil society, private sector, NGOs, activists.
The agreement keeps the goal of capping global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius set in the 2015 Paris Agreement. For the first time, it targets fossil fuels as the key cause of global warming. It did weaken language on coal. The change, prompted by coal-reliant countries, calls for a phase-down of coal power rather than a phase-out. Activists criticized India for insisting on that language. Indian officials said they wanted a consensus that was reasonable for developing countries. India is considering a lockdown because of air pollution. NPR's Lauren Frayer reports air quality in New Delhi has reached more than four times the safe limit.
For more than a week, New Delhi's air quality index has been in the high 400s on a 500-point scale. By contrast, the U.S. EPA considers anything over 100 to be unhealthy. It happens every winter here when industrial and vehicular emissions mix with smoke from crop burning after the harvest. It's so bad the Taj Mahal is barely visible in smog. Flights have been disrupted.